We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Esteemed viewers, thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Yorbird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astor 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Yorbird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 56 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista. In Channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tanal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabolica Tonal Cable Company. In Boyaca Real, Al Encanto, Al Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquín, and Santa Elenita. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Candelaria, La Hueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chimpanero, Kilometro 5.5, La Celera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Ingativa 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Jore, Channel 27 on Jore Video Cable. In Sentani, Channel 30 on Tapiraquai Cable Company. And in Oqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SIR. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernanderias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernanderias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 on Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Nimbe and Environs on SiatSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Bue on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Mongolia, in Hov Province, Channel 21 on Han Altair Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Ha Tenga Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himore Cable TV. In Sukhbator Siding Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dakhan U Province, Channel 8 on Dakhan Broadcasting System. Channel 14 on Ha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47, Orange Cable Companies Channel 65, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, in Hotul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Undakan City in Kenti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, in Seishan City in Donongobi Province, Channel 25 on Sunpower Company, and in Mindal Gobi City, Channel 12 on Horor Cable TV. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Eastrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Nationwide on Channel 85, on multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on Netway Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV and Channel 95 on Yangjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. And Taichung County, Channel 106 on Chong Chai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV. In Puzi City, Channel 90 on Taiyang Cable TV. And Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yulin County, Channel 108 in Doliu Township on Jiayi Lian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuancheng Township on Peikang Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Scotland inaugurates an incentive project for plastic recycling. In humanitarian news, Orlac or Vietnam begins the second stage of a $1.8 million agricultural project funded by Denmark. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Shelterbox, a United Kingdom-based international relief organization which provides tents and much more to disaster victims. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 12th, esteemed South African writer Mr. Alan Paton is remembered. Born in 1903 in Pietermaritzburg, Natal, South Africa, he passed away on this day in 1988. Mr. Paton is most well known internationally for his first novel, Cry the Beloved Country, published in 1948. It spoke of the importance of equal rights for all citizens. Committed to an open society, in 1953, Mr. Paton assisted in founding the Liberal Party of South Africa and was its national president. His accolades include honorary doctorates from Yale University and Harvard University in the USA and from Natal University in South Africa in 1968. Mr. Paton said, "I envision someday a great, peaceful South Africa in which the world will take pride, a nation in which each of many different groups will be making its own creative contribution." May Mr. Alan Paton's outstanding literary talent and soulful outlook continue to be appreciated in a loving and harmonious world.
Fly-in news. Landslides cause peril in Azerbaijan. Weakened ground from continuous rains in the north of the country has resulted in numerous landslides. On Monday, April 5th, one house was destroyed and five damaged in Gulizi village of Guba region, and on the same day, a 30-metre stretch of the Agsu mountain pass was also badly affected by a landslide that halted 70 cars. A few days later, on April 10th, the village of Irva was swept by mud with large clefts being created and damage to fields. The Azerbaijani Emergency Situations Ministry is working to relocate residents of damaged or at-risk houses and warns that the danger of further landslides remains high. Our thanks, Emergency Situations Ministry of Azerbaijan, for your care and concern and help to the affected citizens, as we pray for the safety and swift recovery of the people. May such troubling events be minimized through our greater eco awareness and more considerate actions.
Earthquakes strike Papua New Guinea and Indonesia. Very early on Thursday, April 8th, a 6.0 magnitude tremor struck 140 kilometers southeast of Vanimo in Papua New Guinea. On Saturday, a 5.6 quake rattled eastern Indonesia as it hit 186 kilometers northwest of Samlaki in Maluku province. These events thankfully did not result in any reported damage or injury. We are relieved to know that the quake-shaken residents are safe, and we pray that humanity quickly fosters more benevolent stewardship to ensure the stability of our Earth.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organisations and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you for the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
United Arab Emirates Philanthropic Organisation gives grants to special needs projects. Serving in partnership with the Abu Dhabi Water and Electricity Authority, the Emirates Foundation is donating grants valued at up to $135,000 each to 9 different organizations working to benefit people with special needs. The foundation was begun by Abu Dhabi's Crown Prince, His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan of the United Arab Emirates, with philanthropic endeavors that span many areas. The special needs recipients are all involved in helping to improve education, training, work opportunities, research, facilities or awareness for persons with physical or intellectual disabilities as well as hearing impairments, autism or Down syndrome.
One recipient this year is the Fujairah Rehabilitation Centre, where 16 female students will receive funding to grow a retail chocolate shop. The Ability Centre for Special Needs in Abu Dhabi is also being supported in its work to teach intellectually challenged students marketing and photography skills. Dr. Mona Al-Bahar, Senior Executive Manager of the Emirates Foundation's Social Development Programme, said, "We are delighted to once again be able to back such a wide range of initiatives that will improve services, increase inclusion, decrease discrimination and increase opportunities for individuals with special needs in the UAE."
Allah bless Your Highness, the Emirates Foundation and the Abu Dhabi Water and Electricity Authority for your kind and generous support of these noble endeavours. May such programs continue to expand, bringing comfort and quality living to many such beloved and truly special individuals.
Record attendance at the World Economic Forum on Latin America, with the highest number ever of investors, dignitaries and media members arriving in the coastal city of Cartagena. Host Colombia's President Alvaro Uribe conveyed his country's honor at both the level of international participation and the meeting's success. The Latin American leaders in attendance were first commended for the region's financial resiliency by World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab. Meeting participants themselves went on to call for greater stability through further integration, with Paraguayan President Fernando Lugo stating, "We have common roots. We all agree on strengthening our democratic institutions because what is at stake is our future." The heads of state also agreed that quality education as the solution to social inequality would be a priority future focus. Bravo for your fruitful meeting as we laud Your Excellency's accomplishments and cooperative ideals. May such uplifting goals bring the brotherly nations of Latin America ever closer in shared prosperity and peace.
Maternal drinking increases epilepsy risk. A team from Queen's University in Canada who examined the histories of 425 people treated for fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, or FASD, a condition caused by maternal drinking during pregnancy, found that FASD sufferers had 6 times the incidence of epilepsy and were also more likely to endure at least one seizure at some point in their lives. With nearly 500,000 people in countries like the United Kingdom who suffer from epilepsy with seizures that can occur from a sudden burst of excess electrical activity in the brain, neuroscience experts in both the US and Canada are advising expectant mothers not to drink alcohol at all during pregnancy as part of an overall program of good prenatal care. Our thanks, Queen's University and US neuroscientists, for your careful and revealing observations. May women everywhere be encouraged toward complete abstinence from such a harmful substance for their own well-being and that of the cherished unborn.
Alcohol consumption influenced by nearby social network. Based on an evaluation of data from the Framingham Heart Study, originally conducted in the USA with over 12,000 participants who were monitored for 32 years, lead author and professor of medicine at Harvard University, USA, Dr. Nicholas Christakis, found that people were 50% more prone to consume too much alcohol if someone they were directly connected to drank heavily. Likewise, those who were surrounded by non-drinking friends and relatives were more inclined not to drink alcohol themselves. The study also showed that the farther the degree of separation from heavy drinkers, the lower the likelihood of drinking similarly oneself. Dr. Christakis concluded, "We've found that the influence of your friends and people you have connections with can affect your health just as much as your family history or your genetic background." Many thanks, Dr. Christakis, Harvard University associates and Framingham Heart Study scientists, for your research showing that the people we surround ourselves with can significantly influence our behaviour. May such findings help us to choose good company and live happily intoxicant-free.
Benefits of alcohol bans. Stroke risk reduced by 50% by quitting smoking and restricting alcohol consumption, along with more exercise and higher fruit and vegetable intake.
Researchers in Spain find that alcohol-free beer reduces cholesterol levels, along with other potential heart benefits, without any of the risks associated with alcohol consumption.
Financial savings. A Canadian study estimates alcohol intervention programs could save 880 lives and $1 billion every year.
Mortality. A 10% decline in vodka sales resulted in a significant decrease in alcohol-related deaths in Russia in 1 year.
Exercising, drinking less alcohol, eating fruits and vegetables, and not smoking extends life expectancy by 14 years.
Cancer. A World Cancer Research Fund study finds reducing meat and alcohol consumption decreases cancer risk.
Other illnesses. The brain's regeneration and performance are increased once alcohol consumption ceases. Alcoholic hepatitis patients can gain complete recovery if the patient gives up alcohol and has a good diet. Bodybuilding.com states that bodybuilders who refrain from alcohol consumption experience benefits in terms of muscle gain, hydration, recovery, metabolism, and mental focus.
Social implications. A New Zealand liquor ban resulted in 98% less liquor offenses, as well as a reduction in other crimes. Research in New Mexico, USA shows that Sunday bans on alcohol sales resulted in fewer collisions and traffic casualties. Alcohol-related crimes dropped by 15% following an alcohol ban in Aberystwyth, UK. An alcohol ban becomes permanent on the jetty area of Coffs Harbour City, Australia, due to its success in reducing crime.
Youth. In the U.S. state of Florida, raising the legal drinking age from 18 to 21 significantly reduced auto accident-related fatalities. A voluntary ban of alcohol sales to youth under 21 in the U.K.'s Marske Village is made permanent as crime and antisocial behavior is reduced. An alcohol ban in U.S. colleges helps overall alcohol abstention and reduces bouts of drunkenness and secondhand effects of drinking.
Plus more.
For more information, please visit suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
Dr. James Hansen wins Sophie Prize. On Wednesday, April 7th, the prestigious Norwegian Sophie Prize for the Environment and Sustainable Development was awarded to American climate scientist Dr. James Hansen, head of the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Agency's Goddard Institute for Space Studies. The Sophie Prize, which is accompanied by a $100,000 cash award to further the recipient's work, was founded by Norwegian novelist Jostein Gaarder, author of the internationally best-selling Sophie's World. Dr. James Hansen was recognized for the award for his central role in developing our understanding of human-caused climate change and for his deep commitment to the protection of future generations. A tireless champion of scientific evidence and accuracy, Dr. Hansen continues today to highlight the critical need for action to reverse this warming trend, as during an interview with Supreme Master Television.
If you look at the whole world from satellites, we can see that ice is melting in the Arctic, the glaciers are receding all around the planet, climate zones are shifting, we're getting more extreme events. So that means we really need to begin to make changes very soon, or young people are going to face climate changes that are really quite disastrous.
Dr. Hansen, we join in commending your noble and courageous dedication to clear facts that will help save our planet. May heaven bless your continued work as the public and world leaders alike heed the call for immediate action.
The science has actually become much clearer in the last half year or so.
Save Our Planet. United Nations reopens climate change talks in Bonn, Germany. From April 9th through April 12th, world government delegates gathered in Bonn, Germany, the headquarters of the United Nations Climate Change Secretariat, to plan a course towards an agreement that will reduce greenhouse gas emissions and help developing nations adapt to climate change. Supreme Master Television reports on location.
A new round of United Nations climate change talks began on April 9th here in Bonn, Germany, where delegates from over 170 nations have gathered to reinvigorate the discussions begun in Copenhagen, Denmark in 2009. The Copenhagen Accord, which has been signed so far by 75 countries, set a limit on temperature rise to 2 degrees Celsius, along with a goal for developing countries to receive $30 billion by 2012 from their industrialized counterparts to cope with the impacts of climate change. Leaders in attendance at the Bonn meeting have expressed their determination to reach a more defined agreement before the next key conference to be held in Cancun, Mexico, beginning on November 29, 2010.
Meanwhile, many organizations and individuals came to Bonn as well, voicing the need for bolder leadership to stop global warming. According to researchers, the single largest cause of climate change is livestock production, prompting the call for eliminating meat consumption as the most effective way to address the issue.
It's really a time to step up the ambition and step up the efforts, and that this has to start now here at this Bonn negotiating session.
Members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association were also present to raise awareness on the vegan diet solution to preserve the planet. Distribution of SOS flyers and vegan dessert samples were met with good responses from conference participants as well as the public.
Would you like some vegan food?
I work with the Climate Secretariat here in Bonn, Germany. And yes, I believe vegetarianism is a very good.
Well, I am vegetarian by birth, so that will definitely help to reduce the carbon footprint.
Be vegan. Go green, save the planet, like me. Oh, like this one.
This is Supreme Master Television reporting from Bonn, Germany.
We laud the concerned leaders and other distinguished participants of this summit for your efforts on behalf of our planet. Our prayers for the courage, cooperation, and best possible outcome for all nations, including a policy adoption of the earth-saving organic vegan diet.
Supreme Master Qinghai has been urging government's leadership to halt livestock emissions as the best way to cool the planet, as in this August 2009 video conference in Thailand.
I hope the government would please make it into law to forbid killing of animals, to forbid animal livestock raising, if they are truly the leaders that pledge to protect their people, to improve the country in many aspects, then this is the first step we have to do. Stop the meat industry, stop the fish industry, stop the dairy industry. Then our planet will be the way it was and even better. To save the planet, there's only one way to stop the cost. That is the animal industry. By all means, in all aspects, we have to do it. Spread information, encourage everyone, inform everyone to be vegan.
Save Our Planet. Bradley International Airport in Connecticut, USA, reports a record high of 93 degrees Fahrenheit on April 7th, reflecting a heat level seen normally only in midsummer, and a temperature 3 degrees higher than the previous 1991 record for the same day.
Save Our Planet. With a goal of successfully flying around the world by 2012, the Swiss-designed Solar Impulse aircraft successfully completed a 90-minute sun-powered flight over Switzerland.
Save Our Planet. planet. US researchers find that water temperatures in major streams and rivers across the USA, including the Colorado, Potomac, Delaware, and Hudson rivers, have increased significantly due to global warming.
Save our planet. Faced with the worst drought in decades, some growers in China's Yunnan province are maintaining harvests by switching to more dry-tolerant crops, as well as implementing a rice-growing technique that reduces water use by two-thirds.
We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds.
Yuyu and I are vegan.
Today we have a tip on growing a flourishing garden.
One way is to join a local garden club.
You'll have a chance to make new friends.
Plus you can learn from others what works best for them in their gardens.
You can ask your local community center about garden clubs in your neighborhood.
Or even start one yourself.
Have fun!
Thank you for watching!
Thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet!
Now the weather from around the world!
In environmental news, Scotland begins an incentive project for plastic recycling. Called the Zero Waste Scotland Initiative, it will provide €5.5 million in funding to assist in keeping an additional 20,000 metric tons of plastic refuse away from landfills each year. Currently, 15,000 metric tons are being diverted. The plan includes the building of a plastic recycling facility or facilities. It is envisioned that businesses to manufacture products from the plastics will arise, along with new jobs. This program is to help reach the European Union goal of making sure 50% of all municipal waste is composted or recycled by 2013, and that 60% is kept from landfills by 2020. Our hats off, Scotland, for this endeavour to create a more sustainable society. Our eco-friendly solutions and a low-emission vegan diet lead us to a vibrant and long-lasting planet.
In humanitarian news, Olac or Vietnam begins the second stage of a $1.8 million project funded by Denmark. The Agricultural Development Denmark-Asia, or ADDA, will continue to support Phase 2 of the Community Development Program that first began in June 2006. This new step will focus on helping farmers adopt appropriate agricultural methods in view of the effects of climate change. An additional 300 farmers groups and 600 training courses will be initiated in 6 provinces in the northern region of Olac. The agreement for this program was signed by ADDA and the Vietnam Farmers Association. Our sincere thankfulness, Agricultural Development Denmark Asia, and God bless your assistance to the people of Olac. May green agricultural practices bring about abundant harvests in all nations.
Ahead on Noteworthy News is the Shining World Leadership segment,
presenting a nonprofit based in the United Kingdom, which has provided temporary shelter for displaced citizens in more than 50 countries. We'll take a moment to enjoy the lush green plants. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more cooling news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, conscientious news for a reliable world. And now for our Shining World Leadership segment on a charity from the United Kingdom, which is often among the first organizations to provide humanitarian aid to people in dire need.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
ShelterBox is an international relief organization dedicated to providing immediate assistance to people that have been rendered homeless by natural or other disasters. Founded in 2000 by British citizen Mr. Tom Henderson, who also serves as its chief executive officer, the UK-based nonprofit has affiliates in 10 countries. It has brought essentials to individuals affected in over 80 emergencies throughout more than 50 countries.
Each ShelterBox contains a 10-person tent with partitions within so that the occupants can divide the space as they choose. It also holds thermal blankets, insulated ground sheets, mosquito nets if needed, water purification supplies, cooking equipment, and a basic toolkit. Remembering the Children, drawing books, crayons, and pens are also part of each box. All items are new and very durable.
In situations of need, a well-trained volunteer team delivers the boxes as soon as possible. ShelterBox often collaborates with Rotary groups and recipient countries, which speeds up their work. Much international recognition has been given to the charity for its extraordinary global contribution. In March 2010, Queen Elizabeth II appointed Mr. Henderson as an officer of the Order of the British Empire. Bravo, Mr. Tom Henderson and ShelterBox. Our heartfelt gratitude, and God bless your amazing service to humanity. May your life-saving offerings aid many to envision and take steps towards brighter and happier tomorrows.
Time for some lighthearted humor with a joke of the day, told in Dari, a language spoken in Afghanistan, entitled The Curse.
مرد میره پیش یک جادوگر و میپرسه می توانی یک نفرینی را که سالها قبل بر من گذاشته شده برداری؟ جادوگر میگه اگر بتوانی دقیقاً کلمات آن نفرین را به خاطر بیاوری شاید بتوانم. مرد بلافاصله جواب میده کلمات نفرین این است: من شما را زن شوهر اعلام میکنم.
And now for our viewers hotline.
Dear Supreme Master Ching Hai, I wanted to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for your work and message of giving and loving. We are a domestic violence shelter in Portland, Oregon. Your association members brought all our women and children residents a wonderful boxed vegetarian dinner and many wonderful and needed gifts. Several residents had never had vegetarian food and were really surprised at how good it was. One resident said that she would never try it because she did not think she would like it and was really excited to try more. Thank you for reaching out to and caring about our most vulnerable women and children. Our shelter was filled with love and warmth thanks to you and your association members. Shelley from USA, YWCA, Yolanda House Program Manager.
Hi Shelley, your kind note is much appreciated. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply.
Shining Shelley, I am happy to hear that your shelter was filled with warmth and love. We do what we can to share with our brothers and sisters, wherever they may be. God's abundant blessings be showered upon you, your loved ones, and the residents. Love, love, Qinghai.
Do you have a Heartline today? We welcome your Heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your heart rejoice in the glory of heaven.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Iraqi and Iranian officials discuss plans to enhance their country's relations through an industrial town to be built on the shared Bashmak border near the Iranian city of Marivan.
The Mariinsky Theatre in St. Petersburg, Russia, is planning to present the first ever televised ballet performance in 3D on April 15, 2010, for viewers throughout Russia and Europe to enjoy.
After meeting with top executives of several major U.S. companies, President of Belarus, Alexander Lukashenko, welcomes the establishment of the Belarus-U.S. Business Cooperation Council.
Representatives from Republic of the Congo and South Africa sign agreements to increase their country's cooperation in economics, maritime transport, arts, and culture.
Bulgarian citizens speak up on behalf of animal welfare, calling for stricter laws as rallies and meetings are held in several cities, as well as a Facebook petition including some 230,000 signatures.
Nine-time Olympic gold medalist and vegan Carl Lewis is participating in a race in Atlanta, Georgia, USA to benefit the charity Run for Water.
As part of the Tunisian government's efforts to provide better work environment for journalists, the nation's telecommunications service is offering them significant discounts on internet, landline telephones and mobile phone service.
Chilean President Sebastián Piñera makes his first state visit to neighbouring Argentina, where he and President Cristina Fernández discuss joint projects and acknowledge their country's long-standing fraternity and cooperation.
Following a training co-sponsored by the UN Development Programme and Agence France-Presse Foundation, leading Lebanese journalists launch a new Press for Peace network and campaign to promote impartiality in reporting.
Representatives of Azerbaijan and Oilaq, or Vietnam, discuss enhancing relations in the areas of education, chemistry and culture, as well as waiving visa requirements for visiting diplomats.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.